Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 173, Getting the Best Out of Ourselves. Today there are multitudes of people who habitually wish they were a better person and would somehow like to improve their self-image. Perhaps you are one of these, and yet you are not sure how to go about it. Allow me to offer you some helpful suggestions. One thing is for sure, good intentions without actions will not lead to improvement. Now there are people with a bad temper, some who are timid, and others who are sure that they want to improve themselves, but just don't know how. The truth is, the potential for growth and improvement is already within us. It just needs to be developed. It is somewhat like a seed that has never been planted, watered, and cultivated, and therefore it has never grown. In John, the first chapter, in verse 42, we read about the Apostle Peter. His brother Andrew had just introduced him to Jesus. Verse 42 reads, "And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone." Up until this time, he had worn the name Simon, which means mercurial, temperamental, impulsive. But Jesus gave him a name consistent with his new nature. It was Peter, meaning stone. You see, he was to become solid as a rock. Just as Peter changed, so you and I can change with this proper motivation. One of the qualities that will help us is learning to believe in ourselves, having confidence in our own ability to achieve things. If you saw the motion picture The Sound of Music, you will remember that Julie Andrews went skipping up the driveway to the Von Trapp home, singing, "I Have Confidence in Me." It is important to have a good self-image. If you want a child to fail, just tell him often enough that he can't do anything right. Soon he will feel obligated to live up to this reputation. But the opposite is equally true. If you say to a person, "You can do it, I believe in you," he will just about come through. Benjamin Franklin did not discover electricity while saying, "I can't do it." Thomas Edison invented the light bulb in spite of his family and friends. It is said that on one occasion his family sought to persuade Edison to give up his effort by saying, "You failed hundreds of times." Edison is said to have replied, "You are wrong. I have had no failures. I just learned 100 ways that won't work." You see, one's attitude makes worlds of difference between failure and success. Mr. Edison had confidence in his ability to complete the job, and in time he did it. Think how different things might be today in terms of artificial light had Edison listened to his family. A second factor that will help us is to have a goal for life, something to aim toward, shoot at, to work to achieve. Set your sights high, realizing you will never go any farther than your aim. The Apostle Paul was aiming at a goal. He wrote, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Paul's goal was heaven, and was so stated in Philippians, the third chapter, verse 20. Intend to be the best of whatever you are. The Lord has never approved mediocrity. A great artist was once asked the secret of his success. His reply was, "I begin where others leave off." A third principle to assure getting the best out of oneself is to practice the art of self-control or self-discipline. Use your time wisely, and remember that it is precious. The Bible says, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time." This is Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verses 15 and 16, and that quotation is from the New American Standard Version. Remember that self-discipline includes the proper restraint of physical desires, the company you keep, the social activities in which you engage, as well as the kind of literature you read. This final point, find time to be service to others. Helpfulness is the key word in the earthly ministry of Jesus. Matthew wrote, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. A generation ago, a young boy was riding horseback to the mill with a bag of corn behind him. The horse stumbled and the bag fell to the ground. The boy was unable to lift the bag back into the horse by himself. Soon a man came riding down the road whom the boy recognized as the mayor of the village. He got down and said, "Sonny, it looks like you can use some help." When finished, the boy asked him how he could repay him. "I'll tell you how," came the reply. "When you see someone needing a lift, get right down and help him."